Okay, let's move on to the Secretariat. Until 1992, of course, it was split between Ecological Sciences Cultural Division.
Yes.
You know that, and then brought together as the World Heritage Center. It's really about how you think the World Heritage Center performs. What would be your assessment of its support as the Secretariat support for the convention?
I think it's functioned overall very well. Let me just start out by saying that. I think there's. Well, I think the creation of the center was, I think, absolutely the right thing to do. I don't think, I was not present and involved up at that point in time. But I've talked to people, so this is a secondhand comment. But I think the discontinuities, of having two different sectors working on this and the differences between them, and I don't think it was probably a very effective way to actually move the business of the committee along. So I think it was actually a very good choice, a very wise choice by whoever, and I don't know who did it. I was not there, but I think it was probably a very wise choice to do that. And I think overall they perform admirably and again, with not the resources that they should have in order to do what they have to do. People at the center are acting heroically, and I would also say the advisory bodies are acting heroically in terms of the amount of work that we actually do in relation to the resources that are made available to us. Now, having said that, where I started to go with this was talking about the role of the center as secretariat. The role of the center as secretariat, or is there also a scientific or expertise level? And I think in that case, the role has been a little bit less clear and a little bit more difficult to a certain extent. You know, the fact of the matter is you have people working at the World Heritage Center who have great expertise, and again, one just walked out the door. Mechtel is somebody with a very, very strong amount of expertise. There's no doubt about that. Having said that, some of our other colleagues are not heritage people per se. They're lawyers or coming from a variety of different backgrounds. So what you wind up with is some people who have a stronger heritage background and other people who don't. The people with the heritage background are probably not as content just to do the secretarial work of the committee, because correctly so, and I understand why they want to get involved on the what I'll call the scientific or the technicals, maybe the better word, the technical side. And so there's always been a little bit of an unclarity between role of the center, role of the advisory bodies. And that's actually something that's, again, been going on since I've been here. You know, when we write state of conservation reports right now, you know, the title of that little section keeps changing, but the title of that section, the analysis section of the state of conservation reports, is now analysis of the World Heritage Center and ECOMOS and ECRM for cultural ones. So the question becomes, you know, should the World Heritage Center actually be doing that analysis, or should it be the advisory bodies whose job it is to actually give the advice, as opposed to being the secretariat? And, you know, certainly in the missions, and it's interesting about that, because in the missions, I think everyone agrees that having the World Heritage Center there is positive, because there are sort of political, I don't know whether that's the right word, protocol related issues and relations, state party relations issues that they need to be there for. There's no doubt about that. But what happens when somebody from the center is on the mission and somebody from ECOMOS is on the mission, or in ones that I go on, it would be center, ECOMOS, and ECROM, and you know what happens when our opinion is different from from the center's opinion, and who takes precedence, and you know theoretically it should be ours, it shouldn't be theirs, but that becomes a delicate balance. Having said that, if you can come to a common conclusion, more voices and more viewpoints are stronger. So in some ways, it also strengthens the missions and strengthens the reports. So it's an unclarity more than anything else, or an ambiguity more than anything else. And I don't know if it can be. I actually don't know if it can be resolved. But it is an issue, mm-hmm. for sure.